This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum and hello. My name is Susie Ismail. My organization is called Cornerstone, and we are a communication counseling facility that works from a spiritual foundation to help individuals, couples, families, youth, who are going through difficulties to improve their relationships, whether it's a interpersonal, an intrapersonal, or a group type of a dynamic. So I would have loved to join you at the Multicultural Mental Health Day program at Stockton. Unfortunately, I was not able to do so, but I'd love to kind of give some feedback on these questions that were sent to me. So I'll just read the question and give you my point of view as a communication counselor, which is a bit different than the traditional psychiatrist or psychologist or even marriage therapist. We focus on improving people's emotional and relational well-being through techniques that may be outside the realm of what a typical mental health provider would provide. We like to kind of say that Cornerstone is the counseling center for the 99% of the population that insists they don't need counseling. So the first question that I have here says, how would you describe mental health and its importance to individuals who are not familiar with mental health or belong to a community in which there are strong negative biases concerning mental health? So our organization, Cornerstone, is rooted in a Muslim spiritual foundation, and we incorporate a lot of Islamic concepts in our approach to counseling. I think being communication counselors takes some of the stigma away from the idea of seeking help from a mental health provider. We work very closely in conjunction with mental health providers, but we are essentially, for many people, the first stop. Where someone is going through difficulties, they're experiencing problems, they feel like they're not ready to seek mental health help, they may come to us first and will transition slowly if we identify the need for mental health help to be able to work with the mental health providers. So we do work very closely, and that helps eliminate the stigma to a certain extent of people seeking help when they need it without necessarily going the mental health route. The next question says, what are the biggest challenges individuals within the Muslim community face when seeking psychological help, whether it be through counseling or medicinal treatment? There is a lot of wariness when it comes to seeing a psychiatrist or being placed on medication, even if it is clear that the medication is needed. For many people in the Muslim community, there is a sense or a feeling that if you just pray more, whatever problems you're having will be fixed. And we always kind of tell our clients that if you were suffering from cancer or high cholesterol or possibly just suffered through a heart attack, would you tell that person, or would someone tell you, just pray more and you'll get better? And of course the answer is no. You would seek the help of a doctor, you would get the medication you need to get better. And we view, you know, mental health help, and particularly if you need to go down the route of medicine, in the same way, that you have a difficulty, you have a problem. It does not mean that you're weak, it does not mean that your faith is weak. It means that this is a test that you've been given and you need to address it with those who can guide you in the best way possible. And even if that means taking medication, then doing so knowing it is helping your health. The next question is, as counselors, therapists, doctors, etc., what is the best way to support Muslim clients knowing these challenges? So again, understanding the stigma that is often attached with the idea of seeking mental health therapy, it was part of the reason why we took the approach of starting our communication counseling centers. The focus of Cornerstone is, again, to break that stigma down by working or acting almost as an intermediary, like a bridge that will get people to that state where they can get the actual mental health that they need. And the final question is, what role does stigma play in mental health, and what solution would you propose to uproot the stigma within the Muslim population? So again, we've kind of touched upon this topic in many of the other questions as well, but I do believe that education is key, that being able to teach people that mental health illnesses are illnesses, and even if we can't see depression, if we can't see anxiety, if we can't see panic disorders, if we can't see OCD, because people can put on that face, that smile, you know, when they're outside in the world, but inside they're crumbling. Just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And just because we don't see it doesn't mean that we shouldn't address it. So being able to educate people about the importance of seeking the help that's needed and not being abashed or shy to go down that route, to understand that Allah, you know, in Islam we believe that Allah, of course, is the best of all planners, but knowing that He has given each person their test, their difficulty that they may have to struggle against, but being able to overcome that difficulty with the help that's provided is essentially what you get when you seek the counseling or the mental health help that you may need. So I hope this was helpful. Again, I hope this important event is something that continues at Stockton and at other universities. I believe education is the most powerful tool that we have to be able to break stigmas, break down barriers, and get people the help they need. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.